Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Facing Europeans with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host Ingrid Green Adams. Evangelist Norma Chapman is the host of Facing Europeans Blog Talk Radio show. She's interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She is the author of What Faith Can Do, and she's currently writing three other books. She studied criminal justice and criminal law and attended Union Baptist Theological College in New Orleans. Worked as a criminal and civil private investigator for over 30 years. She's an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. She's a member of First District Missionary Baptist Association Women's Auxiliary. She sits on the NAACP Executive Committee, also the SALC Justice for Girls. She's a big supporter and loves standing in the gap for domestic violence victims and survivors, and eagerly wants to put an end to domestic violence by getting help for the abusers. Evangelist Norma Chapman's desire is to reach out to many people that are living in this deadly environment. Ingrid Green Adams is a 1983 magna cum laude graduate of Southern University in New Orleans, Louisiana. She retired from several books of inspirational poetry. Parish. Ladies and gentlemen, Facing Your Fears, with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Ingrid Green Adams.
Good evening to all of our radio listeners who has tuned in on today's show. I thank God for each of you. Our special guest today is Mrs. Laverne Dunn and Mrs. Marie Jo Paul. And Mrs. Dunn is from New Orleans, Louisiana. And Mrs. Marie Jo Paul, she's joining us today from Port Princess, Haiti. And we are so very excited and glad to have her on the show today. Before we begin our show on today, let's close our eyes in a moment of prayer. Father God, we thank you for another great opportunity that you've given us, Father God, once and again, Father God, to share our thoughts with Father God and to reach out and help someone, Father God, that's in the world today that's in need of help, Father God, and that's in need of some inspiration, Father God. And we pray that, Father God, everything that we do and say will be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, Father God. And at the end of the show, Master, you may get all the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray today. Amen. Yes, you are listening to Faith in Your Fears, radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. Remember, you can join in on today's show with any comments or questions you may have by pressing the number 1 on your phone. Today's topic is reach out and touch someone. Love by action. Yes, today's topic we'll be discussing reach out and touch someone. Love by action. With no further ado, let me introduce our special guest, Mrs. Laverne Dunn and Mrs. Marie Jo Paul. Good evening to the both of you.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm blessed today. What about the both of you?
We're blessed as well.
But that's good. I'll let the both of you tell our listeners a little background about yourself. We welcome you to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, and we pray that someone out there can be blessed by listening in on our topic. Our topic today, before we go in further into the introduction of the special guest, let me share something about our topic on today. Reach out and touch someone. Love by action. Today's episode will be sharing love around the world through helping support others. Our special guests, Mrs. Dunn and Mrs. Marie Jo Paul, will be sharing their experience on how they share love around the world by being supported through their actions, traveling yearly to several countries around the globe. Stay tuned in on this exciting and important, informative show that we'll be bringing you on today. And remember, listeners, you can always join in our conversation with comments that and any questions you may have. And I will tune you in at the time when I open up the line for all of our listeners to share their comments. Now, without further ado, Mrs. Dunn and Mrs. Marie Jo, am I pronouncing your name correctly, Mrs. Marie?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And thank you for having me in the show.
I'm very excited to have you on our show today, and I just can't wait to hear some of the things that's going on over there in your country and how your country is so very different from us here in the United States. But at this time, I'm going to yield and let Sister Dunn give a short bio about herself and some background information on herself. Following that, Mrs. Paul, then you would have an opportunity to share a little about yourself and what you do over there in Haiti. God bless you, Ms. Dunn.
All right, thank you. All right, this mission started with me back in 2002. I used to work at, at Greater Liberty. I was the youth director, and I was working with the young people. And I wanted to find a way how I could get them to serve others, all right? And so I realized that the only way that I could get them to serve others is if I found out about missions myself. So God called me to do foreign missions. In Matthew 22:37, he tells us that we're to love him first and then to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And love is an action word. He doesn't tell us to judge our neighbors. He doesn't tell us to convict our neighbors. He tells us to love. And so that's when from that love flowed outward. And so that became a passion for me. So in 2009, I started working with Sister Mary Jill Poe and with Hope for Haitian Children Foundation. And in 2002, I started working, going on different mission trips. I've been like to more than 24 mission trips around the country. All right. And so it is that God has called me not only to be a child-centered educator, because I've taught, an advocate for homeless children and youth and families, but a missionary as well. And I consider myself a servant of the Most High and only wise God, that I am inspired by his word and is directed by the Holy Spirit. I minister with love to those in need of spiritual, physical, intellectual, and emotional encouragement. All right. So, Sister Mary Jo Poe, we first met on the telephone in 2009. And then at that time, I was going to Haiti with Cornerstone Missionary Association, but I made a pledge to her that I would help her with her mission. Then in 2010, actually on her birthday, January 16th. Am I correct, Sister Mary Jo?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
That's when the earthquake hit Haiti. And when the earthquake hit Haiti, that's when I became even more involved in collecting items and making sure that I could help the orphanage and the school that she helps to run, which she's going to tell you a little bit more about when she starts talking. And so then I started working with her with that orphanage. But I've been to Haiti like 8 times, not only working with her and the kids, but I've been working with other organizations down in Haiti also. But in next month, we're going to Dominica with the Louisiana Baptist Missionary Association. We're going to Dominica, Virgin Islands, and to St. Vincent Islands to bring shoes to the children and do vacation Bible school. You know that about 2 years ago, Dominica was hit with 2 hurricanes, so we're going to minister there And then in September 2nd through the 6th, we're going to Puerto Rico with a group of Christ of Holiness temple churches. We're going there to bring school supplies to a village there because Puerto Rico still is having some problems there because you know about the Hurricane Maria that happened there. So I'm going to stop talking for a while and let Sister Myra Jo share a little bit about herself and about the school and the orphanage there.
Okay. Before you speak, Ms. Marie Jo, let me say this to you. I need you to just give me a short bio about yourself because you are going into the show and you're taking it too fast and some of the questions that I have for you, Ms. Dunn, you have actually answered most of them through your opening of your introduction of your introducing yourself. So I need Mrs. Poor to just give me a short bio about herself so we won't be ahead of the show on today and we'll be able to have something to ask for the questions that I have for the both of you so the listeners can get a better understanding of what we're talking about on today and we'll follow in that order. Okay, Mrs. Poor, give me a short bio about yourself over there in Haiti, please.
Okay.
You on the air? Can you hear us, Ms. Poor? I think we lost her at some point here. You know, listeners, she's over in Haley, so they have different connection to connect with us here in the United States. Hopefully she'll be able to get tuned back in with us, and I'll be looking for her number to come on the dashboard so I can bring her right back into the show. But until then, Ms. Dunn, we will continue talking with you. I'm sorry that we've lost our guest over there in Haley, but I'm more than sure she would call back. Is there any way you can contact her, Ms. Dunn? Text her and tell her to call right back in, and she'll be picked right back up where she left off at, okay? Now, let me say
I do have a little bit about her if you want me to read from her brochure.
Well, let's see if she's going to call back in, and that way she'll have an opportunity to address the issues for herself. But until then, I'll just go on with some questions that I have for you this afternoon.
Sure.
Now, I heard you say earlier in your statement that you started this mission so many years ago, and what brought you to being more interested in it. It was after the hurricane over there in Haiti, and I heard you also say that you traveled in more countries than just here. Let's talk a little bit about the other countries that you travel in and that you do missionary work in the same capacity that you do over there in Haiti. And maybe by then she'll be back on the phone. I think she's back on now. Let me see if this is her. Hello, Mrs. Poor.
Hello. You know, I am overseas,
okay,
and it's very difficult to connect. I just want to know that I am. Yes. And I just want you to know.
Go ahead.
We might be disconnected again. I just want to
okay.
I just want to thank you for having me in the show, even I'm very far from you. And the people of Haiti are very grateful for all the brothers and sisters in New Orleans that have been holding the mission going, and especially coaching me like Ms. Lavin does, and also holding me in their prayers. Without you, I could not after God, I could not have it. Obey what God wants me to do. God asked me to be a servant in that direction, and I obey, and all to his glory. And I thank you all. Thank you all for helping. The people in Haiti are in great needs right now. They need lots of prayers. So please keep us in your prayers, the children, and it's very difficult right now because we're having political problems, and every day is a challenge. And I want to let you know that I am on a very fragile mission. Please help us with your prayers.
Thank you so very much. And it is a pleasure having you on our show. And I'm more than, I can attest without even asking our guests, our listeners on today. I know they are excited as well as I am having you a part of our show on today. Now, Ms. Paul, can you go a little bit further with, Sister Don, I think she gave me a little background on you that you have a school there, and that exactly what do you do with, is this an educational school?
I was a nurse when God, Lord have mercy. I will call again.
Man.
You're still listening to Facing Your Fears with Evangelist, your host Evangelist Norma Chapman. As you can see, our guest over there is here. I'm more than sure she's going to call back in. She's having difficulties with staying connected, and she said she's going to call back. Until then, Ms. Dunn, you can pick up the conversation, and maybe you can tell us what you do with Ms. Sarpour over there with her school and what the cultures are in their country.
Right, yeah. Well, you had asked, I was here to tell you about the other countries I've been to, but I'll tell you about the hate, the children. They have, she has like a school, an orphanage, and at the orphanage they have like 38 children, eight ranging in ages from 3 months to 18 years old. She has like at the school there's like 238 children at the school. The school is like from pre-K through 8th grade. The children who are older at the orphanage, they go to some other schools in Haiti, and all the children thus far have been able to pass their exams, because in Haiti, although the schools aren't free, some of the schools, they have to pass these exams. And all the children that go to her school, she makes sure that they are passing the exams. Some of the kids have been able to pass the exams. They do pass the exams. Some of the kids are totally orphans. Some of the kids were given away by their parents because they could not take care of them. Some of the kids have parents who, grandparents who had, you know, who care for them, but now they're too old to take care of them. And some of those children were as a result of the earthquakes, they lost their parents. But I've seen myself personally, when I first went over there, those children were like 3 years old or like babies, and now they're like teenagers, you know. So I've seen children grow up between, you know, right before my eyes, because I've been working with them, like I said, since 2009, and, you know, I visited with them. The children are very well behaved. They are very, she's teaching them to be very respectful. They work, you know, they work and help out. They get a lot of opportunities through Sister Myra Jo as well. But like she says, there's political unrest going on at the country, now. So there's always that possibility that the children themselves, they are sometimes afraid because they don't understand what's going on. Why is the unrest, you know, why are people fighting and things of that nature? So you see, Ms. Sister Myra Jo has to take, go ahead.
Let me ask you, Sister Don, because, you know, we only have an hour and I have so many questions,
right.
And I'm very much concerned, not only about Haiti, but in some of the other countries that you also visit there. Crime there, is there a high crime there in Haiti? She just clocked back in. Listeners, let me get her back on the phone.
Okay, go ahead.
Miss Jory?
Yes, I am back.
Thank God. Okay. Thank God you are back. Sister Dawn was sharing with us what you actually do over there with your orphanage. Our heart goes out to the children over there. I'm just happy, and I thank God for blessing you to give you the courage and give you the inspiration and the knowledge and wisdom and above all understanding about these children there. And Sister Dunn was sharing with the listeners on today that when she first started visiting over there in your country, they were small children, and now some of them have grown up to be teenagers. So before you get disconnected again, let me ask you, when they come in as small children, there's no home you can place the children or the babies, or they have to stay there. That's the only orphanage that they have there in your country.
Yes. We have this, like children's services. It allowed you to have children that does not have parents or who have parents or grandparents that cannot take care of them. They give you the license to receive those kids. That's all they do. They do not have any kind of financial support or medical support for you. You are on your own, and you have to go out in the world and solicit for help for those kids. So that's how I started doing the things with some babies, and it was up to 11 years. The kids that I received right before and after the earthquake. So now they are gone. I reached, one of them reached 19 years old. And the law, mm-hmm. they have to be from 0 to 18. At 18, you have to either send them somewhere else, or if the parents' situation become better, and you will have to turn them or help them, but you have to have another housing arrangement for them, suitable for teenagers with house mothers to take care of them, which become very difficult because the first part was kind of hard for me to keep pushing for fun. Now I step to the second part of the mission. So everything, as I pray for God to guide me, and I reach to my coach, Sister Laverne, for all difficulties that I have to go through, that I need therapy, I call it. And she always there for me, pray with me, and pray on the problem, whatever problem it is, and for me to find a solution, and for God to, as I said, every day in the mission is a miracle. And she always helped me pray for the miracle to happen every minute, every second, every day, every month, and the whole year. So that's her support is very great for me.
Thank you so very much. My heart really crying out for these children over there in Haiti. And I know Sister Dawn has some more countries she's going to discuss with us. Well, let me ask this to Mrs. Poggio, and I think we have lost her again. Are you still on, Mrs.
I am.
Maria. Okay. Now, Ms.
Yes,
Maria,
I'm here.
If I have mispronounced your name, please do not count it.
Call me
you
Mary
know.
Jo, and you're fine.
Mary Jo. Okay, because I crucify names right here in the United States. I'm going to tell you, your name could be Johnson. I might call you Johnson. Okay, so just overlook me. I'm just overexcited. I am. This is a blessed show on today, and you're listening to Faith in Your Fears Radio Talk Show with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman. I have a very special guest on today. She lives in Haiti. And she's discussing about how the children there are hurting over there in their country. And in our country today, Sister Dawn, she's a member of my church, and she works very hard with the foreign mission and the other ladies that work with her in our church and in the First District Missionary Baptist Association. I do know a lot of other people that work with foreign mission. But on today, it's just it's just hearing it, you know, firsthand is really touching. And, you know, we listen to the television, we see television all the time where they're asking you, send your donations here, send your donations there. But today we have someone that's live with her, live with us today by radio, and she's crying out for help that she needs, not only for little babies, but she have all sizes, all ages there in her office. Now let me ask you, Mrs. Murray, that once they get over the year of 18 years old, and you have to let them go, I know it sort of grieves your spirit that where are they going to go once they leave you? How do they, how are they able to go forward with supporting themselves?
Well, amen. Let me explain. That's the most difficult part of the mission. This week I'm going through the very rough time of placing them, some of them with some distant families that are willing to take some of them, but I still have to take care of them as much as I can while they are in somebody's, you know, like it's not a foster arrangement, but it is, because you don't place them in people they don't know. You place them in maybe a long distance family or willing to, or I have to rent a place to put them, which will be the easiest thing, to rent another place to put them and put somebody to supervise them and to still feeding them until they can finish learning some technical job or go into university and take care of themselves, as the country will offer them something, which sometime almost nothing. But
which
at least they will have something.
Which brings me to my next question for either Mrs. Marie there and Haley can answer, but I would like to hear from Missionary Dunn at this time. Exactly what can we do to reach out to show our love by action and reach out and touch someone there in Haiti and help Mrs. Maria to exactly, I know that is there a special channel that you have to go through, Ms. Dunn? How do you get the donations? How do you get the clothing? How do you get the food? How do you get whatever this country is standing in need of? Can you share that with our listeners at this time?
Well, there is the way that we get donations is that every May and every October we collect, and there's a website, www.hopeforhaitianchildren.org. If you go there, you can make a donation. You can call my telephone number, 504-231-9613. You can email Sister Mary Jo at, would you tell them your email address, Sister Mary Jo?
Okay. HFHCF. At yahoo.com.
Why don't you repeat it for her, Sister Dawn?
Yeah, I'll do it. It's HFHCF at yahoo.com. And if you go to that website, do Hope for Haitian Children .org, they have all the information there. Or call me, I can get you the information, and I can, we usually pass out a flyer, and we can tell you when we, you know, like when we're collecting the food, when we're collecting the clothes. Like on Tuesday, somebody gave me chairs and desks from a school to get to give to the school, but now we have to get money to ship those desks and chairs down there. So it not only takes physical products, materials, but we need money as well, all right? Just like Sister Myra Jo is, the children that are aging out, she needs to have a place for them to stay. So we not only need material goods, but we also need money so that she can hire people. So it's twofold. Love by Action requires not only your material resources, but we also have to have money as well. You know, and I always tell people, it's not about how much you give, because as God is laying on your heart to give, He's also laying on somebody else's heart to give. And if we put our resources together, we can get the job done.
Thank you, Ms. Dunn. Let me ask you, the weather over there in your country, Mrs. Poor.
Mary Jo.
I'm going to forget that. I'm trying to pronounce it the best way I can today, and I'm hoping that my listeners are not laughing at me. But I'm struggling, but that's okay. You know, I have it broken down into some syllables so I can pronounce it correctly. But let me ask you this. I know at one time I was thinking about traveling with the foreign mission over there, Mrs. Marie Jo. And she explained to me about there's no fans or no air conditioning. And can you give us a little bit of insight on the weather conditions over there in your country?
Right now, the temperature is about 100 degrees. And we have a breeze, thank God, since this afternoon. As you know, we are an island, so from time to time we have a breeze. But it's 100 degrees, and I have a fan over my head, but it isn't like it's just like nothing. But as we were born there, we are used to that. But the temperature is, even in December, is about 72 degrees. So it's hot.
Okay. So, Ms. Dunn, comparing 100-degree weather with the United States, we're here in New Orleans, honey, because, you know, 100 degrees here, it's like we in an oven, right? So when you're visiting their country and the temperature there is 100, compared to ours, how much more hotter it is there? Because there's no fans, right? No air conditions, right?
No air. They do have fans sometimes, but sometimes you don't have electricity. But all I can tell you, sister, is that God gives you grace to do whatever He asks you to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I've learned that when it's hot, I believe that if you just keep still, you can feel cool.
Okay. Well, the point I'm making here is nothing but the grace of God. That's where I'm going with.
Amen.
We should be grateful listening to our song today. We should be giving God the glory right now. Somebody ought to be telling the Lord thank you. Some listening on the phone ought to be telling the Lord thank you, thank you, dear God.
My heart goes out to
the Haiti and all the other countries that are suffering in the need of food, clothing, school materials, et cetera, whatever they're standing in need of. And I ask that the Lord would open up the windows of heaven and pull them out of breath, and that there will not be room enough to receive. But we know that all things work out good for those that love the Lord. And we know the Lord loves them just as no more than He loves them. And my personal mission here is that when God created the souls over there in Haiti, you know, He didn't forget about what they're going to go through or what they're going through. It's all in His holy plans. And I'm asking that our listeners on today find a way to contact me and or contact Ms. Dunn. Come over to Greater Liberty Missionary Baptist Church. Find some church that's working with foreign mission, and let's help reach out and touch someone. Reach out and touch somebody's life. Now, we have a listener on the phone, and I don't want to wait too long, because every week I wait too late to open up the line. But I have someone that has a comment or question for one of you all, and at this time I am going to open up the mic And the last three numbers of the phone number, it looked like it's 6301. 6301 caller, you are on the air. Phone number that has the last three digits, 6301, you're on the air. I can't hear you at this time. You're not coming through clearly, caller. Is this 6301? You're not coming through. You're either moving around or you have your, if you have your speakerphone on, I ask that you cut it off at this time so you can come through clear on the air, because, you know, I can't hear what you're saying at this time. Okay, I'm going to have to take you off of the air at this time, but I will come back to you if you can get in another quieter area and where you can be able to, but I'm not going to disconnect you from the studio. I'm just going to mute your mic until you're able to get in a clearer position or maybe an area where we can hear you better. Okay. Remember, callers, if you can't call in, you can ask at this during the show, join in on our conversation with any questions or comments you may have, or just a prayer you might want to surrender, or something you might want to tell our guest from Haley or Mrs. Dunn. Do so at this time. You start pressing the number 1 on your phone. Until I see an icon, we're going to continue our conversation with Mrs. Dunn and Mrs. Marie Jo Port. I think I got it. So let me ask you, Mrs. Dunn, to go over the information again. What months do you travel over there, and what exactly do could our listeners do? Once again, very short, very briefly, what can they do to aid you and the mission and the other people that's traveling doing the same type of work you're doing in reference to the foundation or the help that's needed over there in Haiti and other countries as well?
All right. Well, we normally, when we travel during we travel to Haiti during the winter months or the summer, like the summer months. Like I said before, we're going to Dominica in August, so we usually go every August to Dominica. When we're going to Puerto Rico, this Puerto Rico trip is scheduled also in September. And when we went to Haiti before, it was in November, but we went before again, it was in the summer months. And so when we're traveling to Haiti, you could always either give a monetary donation. We can bring limited amount of school supplies or sometimes some clothes, but monetary donations are always welcome. For Haiti, when for the school and for the orphanage, twice a year we do donations and we collect clothes, shoes, food, school supplies, medical supplies, and that's in May and in October. And so we'll be collecting those. I have a flyer that if you email me or call me, I can tell you what kind of supplies that we'll be collecting. Once we collect those, Sister Mary Jo gathers them together and sends them down to Haiti in a container. But again, once we've collected those supplies, we need funding to ship that container, and it usually costs between $2,500 to $3,500 to ship that container, because the children need food. An orphanage with 37 children, they need food to feed the children, all right? And they need water. We have some churches, like our church,
Greater Liberty Baptist Church. There's Metropolitan Baptist Church, Fellowship Baptist Church. Those and Asia Baptist Church. Those are some churches that on a monthly basis are giving donations so that Sister Myra Jo has water for the children, because they have to buy water also for the children. All right? All right? Because there is no running water also there as well. And they have to have water. So that's other things that have that they have to have at the orphanage. All right? So she, Sister Myra Jo, is not – I've been there watching her work, getting up at 5:30 in the morning and not going to bed till like 9:30 at night. And when I went there, I was going, God, why are you letting me see all of this? I know it would be hard for me to do, but I said I can come back and tell other people how hard that she works to make sure that those children are doing what they need to do. Yes.
Thank you, Sister Dawn. We have a caller that has a question or a comment. I'm going to open the line to the last three digits.
Okay, go ahead.
3595. 3595. You are on the air. 3595. You are on the air.
Hello?
Yes, I do.
Hello?
So I was just calling to. Hi, I was just calling to offer. Some words of encouragement. My mom and Sister Dunn, and I know Sister Myra Jo, and I know how hard they work, and she works to get the children what they need. And if there's anybody that's listening, I would ask you to continue to support her program, because this is not something that she has to do, but God has laid it on her heart to help those kids. And I know how hard she works and have been working over the years with her orphanage, and I just ask that God continue to bless her in her ministry as she's helping the children.
Thank you so very much, Colin. God bless you, and I know you're proud of your mother with the mission that she's doing. But everything that she do, I'm more than sure it's to the glory of God. And I'm excited today, and I pray that someone will hear this cry and open up your hearts and ask God to reveal, give you the gift of the spirit of giving on today. And I'm just, I'm speechless, because I talked to Sister Dawn a couple occasions about the mission that she's doing, but actually hearing it from someone that lives there. Let me ask another question to my guest on today. What about sickness over there? What about hospitals? And I heard Sister Dawn say they send medical supplies as well. Is there a lot of illness or diseases there in Haley? And how is that? How do you all adjust to that, to the illness and what type of hospitals that they have there in Haley? Sister Dunn or Sister Poe can answer that question, please.
Sister Poe? Sister Myra Jo?
I think we lost her again.
I think we lost her again.
I think she's going to call back. But go ahead on and answer that question. Have you experienced anything over there as far as the hospitals and the different type of sickness that over there, Sister Dunn? Are people suffering with a lot of illness there in the country? Sister Dunn, I think I've lost Sister Dunn as well, listeners. I'm going to go back to the caller with the last number, 3595, and see if we can get a clear line for you at this time. Caller, you're on the air. Last three digits, 3595.
Yeah, that's me. I mean, the comment I made, my comment that I wanted to make. I don't know if I was supposed to.
Okay, you're Sister Dawn's daughter.
Yes, I am.
Sister Dawn, last of three digits of what? 9613.
9613.
Mhm. I think I was trying to mute you, and Sister Dawn, I'm sorry, I was trying to mute your daughter's line,
okay.
And I meant it, said to mute yours. I said I was asking the question about the illness and the sickness over there in the hospital facilities that they have there.
Okay. You got it. Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, yeah, I was just saying, yes, there is sickness there. And Sister Marjorie, by her being a nurse, you know, she was formerly a hospice nurse. When the children get sick, she's able to take care of them because I do know that there are a couple of the children that she helps there. I've seen her administer, you know, like shots to the children. There is a hospital there. One of the, when we went on the mission trip in 2017, one of the people who we were with, she actually fell and had to be admitted to the hospital. And so the hospital there was able to take care of her, although it wasn't like our hospital, they were able to take care of her there. But I do know that they have some people there that are suffering from, you know, HIV and it's not like in the States that they have lots of doctors, lots of modern hospitals, but they do have some medical care. You do have a lot of people, not a lot of people, but you do have people coming there on medical missions in Haiti and doing that type of work.
Thank you, Ms. Dawn. We got about 15 minutes left in the show, and we're going to let you now talk about one of the other countries that's in need of, in the same need as Haiti, and exactly what's different that you do there that you cannot do there in Haiti. There, you can do the same type of mission in every location that you go. Is it different from in different countries that there's different even regulations and different things that they expected that you can and cannot do? That's the question I'm asking at this time.
Well, basically, on a different mission trips that I've been on, the different administrators of the trip, the leaders of that trip, determine what type of trip. I've been on medical mission trips with Feed the Children, so our purpose in going there was actually to set up medical missions, to have doctors and nurses and to provide strictly medical clinics there, all right? So when you go there for that particular type of trip, you have to get pre-approval from the government. You can't just go there and start doing medicine in a country without pre-approval. So when you're going on that type of trip, you have to do that ahead of time. The trip that we're going on when we go to Haiti, we're actually ministering to the orphans there. So we have to set up pre-approval to work with the orphanage. You know, you can't just, whatever trip you go on, you have to have pre-approval, contact with the local people there so that they know what you're coming in to do and do exactly what you say you're going to do. When we went to Haiti the last time with Fellowship Baptist Church, we actually painted the orphanage also. We not only taught the kids, work with the children, we also painted with the children. Some of the children were going, Sister Myra Jo was going through a rough time with them, and they needed some counseling. So we were able to offer some counseling services. When we go to Dominica, we're going to do Vacation Bible School with that particular group of children, and then we're going to work with the women doing women Bible studies, and then there will be revivals that night, and then doing like lectures and classes, study classes for the men when we go to Dominica and on St. Vincent Island. Now, when I go to Puerto Rico, we're going to a village where we'll be doing Bible study and ministering to the children, and they want me to bring, they're interested in us bringing school supplies there. So that's a whole different type of mission trip. So the type of what you do on the mission trip is determined by the leader of the mission trip and the purpose of the mission trip. So it can vary from mission trip to mission trip.
Okay, let me ask you, how many years did you say you have been doing this, and do you have to fund your own travel expenses? with the gun, or has that helped with your travel expense, et cetera?
I've been doing this since 2002, and I've been I funded the trips have mainly been funded by me writing letters and asking people to provide help me to provide support. But I believe God's word. God has been providing. I actually got to spend in 2015 3 months in France. I did a trip over in France and stayed there 3 months. But I believe God's word. He says that as you give, He touches men's heart to give to your bosom. All right. So every time somebody gives me a donation, I tithe off it. I'm a giver. I believe in giving, and as I give, God touches people's heart. And I there's not the first trip I went on back in 2002 when God called me to be a missionary. I didn't even have money enough but to buy a passport. I had $40 to get me a passport. And I promise you, when I went to Haiti, I had more than enough to go to Haiti and to give to the kids because we went to Cornerstone and I wanted to give every child a dollar. And I had more than enough to give every child a dollar. And I had a suitcase full of school supplies. So God provides.
Okay. All right. I am so sorry that I didn't get an opportunity to thank some of our leaders. We had a lot of listeners on today. And I thank God for all of my callers that calls in, my supported callers that calls in every week to support Facing Your Fears. As you could see, there's so much work to be done around the globe, not just here in the city of New Orleans, but there's God has something for everyone that has a heart, and He has plans for. He said He knows the plans that He has for you. And if you just reach out and ask the Lord and just ask God, say, God, what is my purpose here? What do you have in store for me to do? What can I do? And through listening, you have faith in your fears. We have had a lot of guests on this show that have different issues from domestic violence, human trafficking, all type of fears that people have that they're dealing with daily in their lives. And my goal is to, my mission is to help somebody. If I can reach out and help somebody every day of my life, as I travel along the way, then my living shall not be in vain. Which brings me to my testimony. Some of you have heard, you know, the Lord blessed me to live in the year of 1990. I was shot twice in my liver, and I was stabbed in from my heart. And we never know what God has in store for us, where He wants us to go, and how He wants us to go. But we have to surrender our lives to Him and give God the glory every day of our life and tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you. And then let me be used by you. And I'm a living witness that God will use you in a capacity that you never dreamed I ever thought that He would use you. And I just thank God for being who we are today. I thank God for our special guest from Haley on today. My heart really reached out to her. She was unable to tune back into the show. I think we got about 7 more minutes in the show. And during the 7 minutes, I'm asking anyone that's still listening that they can tune in, that's tuned in and still tuned in on the show, if you have any comments and any questions at this time, press the #1 on your phone and just ask whatever you want to ask or give a comment to Sister Dunn. And let's just keep in mind that if you don't say anything and you're just a listener on today, keep these people in prayer. Keep the country in prayer. Every country that she named, that she goes in it, and doing the work that God has assigned for her hands to do, let us keep them in prayer. Let us remember that, and let us say to ourselves, Lord, it could be me. It could have been me. Outdoors, no food, no clothes, or no shoes. But God looks and He favors us and He blesses us every day of our life. So we're going to say like the song says, so Lord, I won't complain. And after listening to some of the things that we heard on today, why should we complain? Why should we complain? I dare anyone after hearing this show on today to complain about anything. Now, even though we have needs right here in the United States, let's not forget our homeless people here in the city of New Orleans. Let's not forget there are people who's every day trying to survive. They need food, they need water, and they right down to the Claiborne Bridge. And we pass the day every day through driving, and I'm guilty of it as well. We can stop and help somebody that's in the need of help. So but keeping in mind that Haley and the other countries that Sister Dunn has named on the air today, along with the people here in the United States, around the United States of America, we just want to keep them all in prayer and ask God whatever they're standing in the need of, Father God, that you grant it to them, Father God, that you open up the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing that they will not have room enough to receive. And Sister Dunn, I want you to go over one more time and share with our listeners our contact number, a contact email, also any information that you can provide to our listeners or how they can further contact you after the show.
Okay. Yes, I just want to thank everybody who listened. Continue to keep us in prayer, Sister Myra Jo in Haiti, especially the children at Hope for Haitian Children .org. You can again go to www.hopeforhaitianchildren.org to that website, or you can go on the Facebook. She has a page, Hope for Haitian Children. Her email is hfhcf@yahoo.com. My telephone number is 504-231-9613. My email is mama, mamalwd, 14@aol.com. We appreciate you listening today. Like Sister Evangelist Norma has already said, reach out and touch someone today. Love by action. Love is an action word. My pastor, Dr. Calvin Woods, always says, love is what love does. We love you, and we love you again. God bless you. Thank you again.
Thank you so very much. And remember, listeners, you can always contact me through Facing Your Fears, Block Talk Radio, /facingyourfears.com, or you can reach me at code 504-333-9550. You can email me at norma_chapman@yahoo.com, or you can visit my Facebook page, What Faith Can Do, which is the title of my book, What Faith Can Do, or you can just go straight to my personal Facebook page, Norma Chapman. And if any questions, any comments, or even if you want to be a upcoming guest on the show, feel free to contact me, and we get into our closing time. And before I close this, close our eyes in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity, Father God. Father God, we pray that, Father God, that everything, Father God, that has been said on today, that your word, Father God, will not come back bound, Father God. Father God, we pray that a listener, Father God, out there will open up their hearts, Father God, and help somebody there in Haley. Remember, Father God, Sister Maria, Father God, and all of those children over there, Father God, the orphanage children, Father God, all over the world, Father God. We pray that, Father God, that help would come speedily to them, Father God. As we close our show on today, Father God, we give you all of our honor, all of the glory, and all of the praise. Again, I want to thank all of my listeners for tuning in on Facing Your Fears. And remember, every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30, we'll be right here on Block Talk Radio, Facing Your Fears with your host, yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. Goodbye, and I pray that you all will have a blessed, safe and continual happy day. Bye-bye to all of you now.
Amen.
All right. I'll call you back, baby. I think I'm still on the air, too.